It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the AstroTurf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's the South one. Michelle is here.
Hello.
From the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I am so great. Look at this. We live in paradise. It's beautiful outside. And I'm hanging out in your studio. Woohoo!
Wow. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I need another cup of coffee or something. Anyway, it is Wednesday, October 8th, 2025, and we're broadcasting, of course, live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink.
Ba-da-ba.
I had to, like, people can't see my hands. I was told we should go on YouTube and earn money for these broadcasts, and I go, I think we would owe them money. But anyway, Fine City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue, and Michelle Ford is here. She's the Membership Investment Manager, a.k.a. MIM.
That's right.
My Aunt MIM at Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Chamber of Commerce.
I know.
I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get a nasty gram.
A commercial.
No.
You don't want to get commercial.
I was talking about this yesterday. Like, if I say, if I don't introduce a person in a certain amount of time,
uh-huh,
I get a text or an email or who's your guest? You know, and I'm like, I'll say it like going into the commercial, going out of commercials, and then now you want to hear it. How often do you want to hear that? Can we sponsor her name?
Yes. I know. Whatever happened to Michelle, sponsoring my room,
Michelle,
in my office at the chamber?
I don't
we
know.
Still need a sponsor for
brought
this.
Brought to you by Ford Motor Company or something, right?
Right.
That's pretty funny. I wonder, or something with a chamber.
Right. I mean, you know, there's so many possibilities. Because it needs to be painted.
Right, right,
we
right.
can get a painting contractor in there.
I thought of a sponsorship, mm-hmm, the other day for the football games.
Oh.
And this isn't funny. This is true.
Yeah.
So at the end, towards the end of the game, who were your standout players for the Knights? They call them Notable Knights. Brought to you by,
I like that,
say, you know, one of the office supply stores or, mm-hmm, something, right? Something that you write notes on.
I love that.
Whatever.
I think that's, yeah, a really good idea.
Right, right, right. I want to give a little programming update before we get into brass tacks here.
Okay, sure.
I have a cancellation tomorrow. Brian Springberg at 11:30 is not going to be coming in. I tried to get him live. I thought the next best thing, let's go current events here. What's the hot topic right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
The shutdown. And healthcare.
Right.
How's it going to affect your health care? I think it's going to affect everybody's health care, but we'll talk about that tomorrow, because once you affect a certain part of the population, the Obamacare, for example,
mm-hmm,
what about the doctors? People aren't going to be going to the doctor. Hello?
Yeah.
So anyway, I got Doug Sagaser, is how you say it, from Valley View Medical Center and Havasu Regional Medical Center. He's the CFO.
Oh,
so who better,
great.
Who better to dispel any myths or confirm any truth about who pays what when it comes to going to the hospital and what the government is paying back? go to the CFO.
You're going to get the CFO, and you know what? He's going to give you the straight up, this is how it's going to affect us right here in our own backyard.
Only one negative, though. He's not going to be live. He'll be in the studio at 10. We're going to record the interview, and then I'll play it back tomorrow at 11:30.
It's
going to be, I think it's going to be a phenomenal chance to, you know, get a little clarity out of it. You don't know who's telling you the truth anymore.
It's confusing, right? Yeah, it is confusing. Yeah. It would be nice to, you know, just be able to get the straight truth. So,
and big thanks.
I like that you're doing that. You're being a problem solver. You could check the problem solving box off the list.
I'm trying. You know, there's so many problems, you know, and like I have a solution. That's my own personal opinion for solving, you know, part of the insurance. And, you know, we have it, what are they called? Insurance deserts, I call them. Mm-hmm. People that aren't insured or can't find healthcare. I mean, when United Healthcare first came into this market, I had United Healthcare. I couldn't see a doctor for like 4 or 5 months for my annual.
Why?
Because nobody took it.
Ah, right.
Well, they took it, but they didn't take the version that I had.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then when they finally did, anyway, my doctor was good to go. So, but it's little things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, we're just trying to feel better, people.
Right.
We're just trying to feel better.
Yeah.
Healthcare, I don't know. I guess it's a privilege now, not a right. So, don't we have a right to take care of ourselves? Anyway, that's just my commentary, by the way, people. All right. So send me the nasty gram. Anyway, Michelle Ford is here again, and we're going to talk about events.
Oh, my gosh.
What about Desert Bash? Because you're not going to be on next month, right?
Oh, that's right.
Or is it December?
No, you told me December.
December you won't be on.
Yeah, December.
But that's the big month.
Yeah, we're having our Desert Bash December 6th and 7th.
Oh.
Wait, is that right? Hold on. Now I don't know, but you... I was going to talk about Desert Bash next month.
Okay.
But we do have... I mean, there's always...
That just came to my mind. You don't have to talk about what I want to talk about. You're the guest. In the pecking order, the callers and the listeners are the most important. All right?
We do, though. We have so much going on.
Then it's you. Then I'm down here at, like, number 10.
Oh my
God! Well, important.
Sorry, it's December 5th and 6th. I checked.
You got one of the dates right.
December 5th and 6th, not 6th and 7th. You know, because my birthday happens to be right around that time.
Really?
And so
my mother's was the 2nd. So there you go.
There you go. But what we've got coming up very soon. Okay, we have. Okay, some of our members and guests came to a lunch and learn that we had that benefits the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership. And we did like a Canva presentation. Amanda did a great job. This is several months back. But this Wednesday the 15th, so it's a week from tomorrow, at 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Chamber office, we have a big conference room at 314 London Bridge Road. For $5, they're doing Canva 2.0. And what is Canva? So Canva, for all of you who are not in the realm of, you know, marketing and memes and all of this, Canva is an online platform where you can do content creation. You can make, you know,
like a canvas,
like literally all of these things that I'm holding up on our flyer.
Yeah.
All of these were made on Canva.
So it's a canvas.
Yeah, it's like a blank canvas.
That's what I'm going to tell you a story later about a shortened word like that. It just cracked me up. But go ahead.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Mark that down so we don't
forget. I will. It involves Taylor Swift, too. This is hilarious. Go ahead.
So anyway, it's so great because, you know, you and I, Paul, we're of that generation where technology kind of was born, but we weren't necessarily brought up with it, right?
I think you were in the born part. I was in the prehistoric part.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, Fortran and COBOL.
I don't even know what that means.
And BASIC. Those are languages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking like in Atari and in television.
Yeah, we were already like past it. We were to that point buying Pong. That was about it.
Oh, right. Okay.
In my generation.
Yeah, I was telling, who was I telling the other day?
Our parents were buying it.
I was talking to somebody about, you know, remembering when cell phones came out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you mean the brick?
Yeah. I mean, they were giant. Yeah. You know, go watch, Beverly Hills Cop or something.
No, there was a movie where the guys had them and they were characters on Saturday Night Live. I can't remember the name of that movie. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, we're that bridge generation because people younger than us, they're like born knowing how to do all this. Okay. But you and I, people that are in business, you know.
Night at the Roxbury.
You know what? I never saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was it.
I got to see that now. That's a rock and roll movie, isn't it?
I think it's the movie I'm thinking of.
Okay.
It was pretty funny, though.
Anyway, go ahead. We'll have to find that scene with the giant cell phone that looks like a brick.
Yeah.
But anyway, Canva 2.0. So for those of you that are like, wow, I've always wanted to figure out, learn how these people make graphics that end up on the internet, we're going to be teaching you. Tanya, our amazing marketing professional, and Amanda, our events director, are going to be putting on this training for all of us. And I'm going to be there taking notes and learning new skills. And I would love it if your listeners would show up too. Again, it's $5 at the door. There's going to be lunch, and it benefits the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership.
It's Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan.
Oh, my gosh. Look at Will Ferrell
yeah.
in that picture. He's
Night
so
at the
young.
Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury.
And most of that, they have this brick cell phone, you know, and they think they're all that because they have a cell phone.
That's so great.
But it's their
great.
Dads, if oh. I remember right.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. It's almost like Ferris Bueller's Day Off, except for it's not a car, it's a cell phone.
Yeah.
I bet they had great adventures in that movie.
I love that movie. I still love that movie.
Ferris Bueller's?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
It's great.
It is.
It really is great.
So here's the shortened word.
Yeah.
Right? I'm listening to one of our talk shows last night, and I guess the, what are they called?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, the singer, that, you know, who I was talking about.
Kid Rock?
No, this is horrible. It's the female, you know.
Pat Benatar?
The Travis Kelce and.
Oh, Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift. God,
yeah.
I can't believe that. I was buffering horribly.
That's okay. I know it happens to us.
All right. Anyway.
Short-term memory.
Oh, this is great radio, Paul. All right. The Swifties, the hardcore Swifties that are like...
Oh, is that what they're called? Swifties?
Yeah.
Okay.
That are feminists.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, like, anti-husband, anti-family, anti... They're called trad wives.
Trad? What does that mean?
They're not called trad wives. They're making fun of Swift because she wants to be a trad wife. A trad wife is a woman who wants to have children and raise children and have a family
oh.
and take kids to school and make their lunch. There's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion.
Well, you know,
but the hardcore feminist Swifties don't like trad wives.
They don't like trad? Well,
no.
Well, wow.
Because they feel that Taylor Swift is insulting them now, that it's an insult to women who have evolved.
Oh, my gosh. You're reminding me of when I was in college.
It's too funny to me. But I just thought the term trad wife, and then you brought up Canva. What are we shortening the words now?
You're cracking me up.
I'm just saying.
I got to tell you, when I was in college, you know, I was married,
yeah.
and about 2 years in, I was having my daughter.
Better
who's
you than
now
me.
32. I can't believe I'm a 32-year-old. Mm. But anyway, I was telling my friends that's, you know, at school, like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have a baby, and I got heat for that. I got heat for being.
How old were you
at the time that I found out I was pregnant? I was 21, which
okay.
is you know
I shouldn't have asked that, but
pretty young. But
yeah, it is.
I
mean, I was 28 when my daughter was born, so
you know,
yeah.
and I was my fellow students were ripping on me,
oh,
telling
wow.
me that I needed to go have an abortion.
Oh my
and I
gosh.
Was like, huh? It was so foreign to
wow.
me. But anyway, we need to talk about salad and vanilla ice cream, Paul.
Okay.
So
I love ice cream.
Back to chamber events. I realized that I said a word that might get...
Can I play that song by Sarah?
Your
love is
yes.
bigger than ice cream. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. So next up on our amazing list of uh-huh. events, okay, we have the After Hours Mixer coming up. On the 23rd, Thursday the 23rd, from 5 p.m. until 6:30 p.m., and this one's going to be at First Savings Bank, which, by the way, happy anniversary to First Savings Bank,
oh.
who is also, they're hosting, because they're also celebrating their 20-year anniversary, right? So, big shout-out to First Savings. Thank you for hosting the mixer. And, by the way, normally, right, we have our mixer the third Thursday of every month.
Yes.
But this month we're having it the fourth Thursday because we are because of Run to the Sun.
Oh, right.
Right? And we
right,
don't
right,
want
right.
to, you know, interfere
yeah.
with all their events. So shout out to Run to the Sun people too. But So anyway, ours is October 23rd from 5 to 6:30 at First Savings Bank down at 1031 Acoma Boulevard South. I will be there. I hope you will be there and all of your listeners. It's $5 for chamber members and $10.
I was going to mention that.
For general admission. So please.
It's a sweet deal. And I have to mention Run to the Sun again because they were here yesterday and a week ago also. We're promoting because we do a live show from Run to the Sun on Friday.
Oh, cool. Wait,
not this Friday, but next Friday. Correct.
So where are you going to be?
Right where the trophy stand is.
Where's that?
Well, if you look up the hill, there's Jim Russell on his big perch at DSM Events in that giant semi-truck that's up there on the hill. He sees everything. He's like, yeah, right. He's like the god of
the reason I'm laughing, everybody, is if you could see Paul's body language as he's describing.
I look like the crow, but I'm sitting down. I'm doing the crow, right?
His arms are way up in the air. Anyway, it reminds me of that scene in Karate Kid.
The crow.
Where Miyagi's like holding his, you know. Yeah, anyway, so I think everyone can see what you look like.
Wax off. Perfect. Anyway, he's like the sun in the Run to the Sun. He's like way up here looking over you. And if you go down the hill from the semi, the trophy stand's right there.
Oh, cool.
We clear that off and we turn it into a little radio podium.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. John Homerding co-hosts.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes out and gets, or Mike White goes out and gets the guests, brings them up in the golf cart, and it's like a VIP treatment thing.
Oh, that's
so cool.
We
usually talk to like 4 or 5, maybe 6 people during that show.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder if any of our, you know, we've got tiered members where they can have an opportunity to come and talk to you.
Absolutely.
And so maybe
talk
that would
them.
Be a great place to.
I know people, but I don't know people like John knows people.
Ah,
all right?
You need
to talk to John.
I got to talk to John.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll have to introduce me to
John.
Man,
we have covered just about everything today. So I thought Blondie was appropriate here. One way or another.
I'm
going to find you.
All right, and we still have much more to cover when we get back.
This is for the mayor of Chicago, from me. All right? Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul LaVoy, along with Michelle Ford, membership investment manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. I'll make that Portland, too, by the way. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Hey, by the way, if you want Sarah Evans tickets, we're not giving them away here, but I got a little rumor in the studio floating around the building. Sarah Evans, this Friday at the Blue Water Resort and Casino, Suds in the Bucket, Sarah Evans. And KJ has free tickets.
Super!
Yeah, a few pair, by the way. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We were just talking about drummers off the air, and you ever seen the drummer for Lenny Kravitz with the big afro?
Oh, no, I haven't.
She is amazing.
She is?
Yes.
I didn't even know he had a she drummer. There are not that many of them out there.
Rush just got a new she drummer.
Really?
Yeah, she's from Germany.
Wow.
I'll have to look up the name.
Okay.
Blonde. She's a lot younger. She's like three. It looks like Getty and Alex are 3 times older than her. She looks like she's maybe 30.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's probably got some chops.
I haven't seen I don't have the heart to look. I don't want to compare anyone to Neil.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's Neil Peart, of course, the late Neil Peart. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Just Meats. Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management by Blonzi's Steakhouse. Just had lunch there yesterday.
Mm.
The French dip's phenomenal.
Oh, yum.
And the au jus is not too salty.
Ah, yeah, that happens sometimes.
By the way, folks, I am French Canadian. It is pronounced au jus, not au jus, okay? Anyway.
But we know you're Canadian, American at heart.
I'm a third generation anchor baby.
Right,
all
exactly. Right?
Also, AMB Propane, ABpropane, AZ.com. That's a true story.
That
my father, I don't think my father was an anchor baby, but I'm pretty sure few brothers and sisters were. There were 11 of them.
Oh, wow. You had a big family.
And, well, they were citizens when they emigrated here, my grandparents. But it's a long story.
Wow. You know, my parents are Canadian,
but they became citizens. They were naturalized citizens.
So did
and
my
then
parents.
My grandpa took my grandmother 5 years walking through the snow in Massachusetts, going to classes, you know, keeping up her end of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
It took my grandfather, my Pepe, 3 months because he was married to a citizen.
Oh.
Isn't that hilarious?
All
right. So we want to talk about new
new
members as we're talking about businesses that sponsor Speak Out. Let's talk about some new members.
Okay, wait. Oh, I have a few more events, and then I want to go to our new members, okay?
Okay, because we don't have a lot of time.
Not a lot of time, but Friday, October 24th from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m., Bradley Ford, we're having our Chamber Building Industry Alliance networking event highlighting the incredible renovation that happened over at Bradley Ford.
Very much
so. Come on out and celebrate. And if you would like to be part of their ribbon cutting, that's at 4:30. So come on out. It's going to be fantastic.
Choose Bradley.
Choose Bradley.
That's what I say over on KJ. Go ahead.
Also, now, this is really for you.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've seen this.
Because it's not a chamber event, but I know that the city has been letting everybody know about the...
We have it posted. It's for the next Lake Havasu City General Plan Open House. Yes, absolutely. It's Wednesday, October 29th, 1:30 to 3:30, and Thursday the 30th from 11:30 to 1:30. And I believe Mr. Greeley is on the, I think it's called the steering committee.
Oh, super. Okay,
great. I'm not sure there's a committee. Anyway, the open house is an opportunity for the public to provide input on the 2026 general plan update, which will be on the ballot, by the way. Feel free to drop in at any time during either session, ask questions, or participate in the visioning work stations. There you go. And if you need that more information, go on to our Facebook page for KNTR Talk. It's posted right there.
And let's not forget more about our Chamber Building Industry Alliance. We are having our home show at Windsor 4 on November 1st and 2nd.
Nice.
We still have a few vendor spots open, so we would love it if you're in the building industry or if you're in an industry that ultimately ends up working on the finishing side of building something. I'm talking about everything from decorating to painting to landscape, you know, all the things,
sure.
Right? We want you at the home show because people need your services. So come and showcase and be part of it.
Programming side note.
Yep.
Tim Van Vraken will be on Speak Out on the 29th.
Who's Tim?
He's the promoter of the home show.
Oh, no, that's a different home show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ours is the Chamber of Commerce home show.
Oh, my bad.
And it's for the Chamber Building Industry Alliance and it's happening on November 1st and 2nd. But go, Tim.
Well, the other home show we're having a, yeah.
Clearly, there's plenty for everyone.
Right.
And we
Wait,
definitely.
I messed that up.
That's all right. That's all right.
Bad,
you know
bad.
What? There's lots of homes. And so there's lots of needs.
Now you know where IPF came from.
IPF?
It's Paul's fault.
It should be IAPF. It's all Paul's fault.
Yeah, that's part of Margaritaville. Exactly. All right, go ahead.
And then last in terms of events that I'm going to talk about today is our Chamber Hospitality Industry Alliance event at Top Tracer. Now, this one isn't happening until November 10th, but I'm talking about it today because I won't be back at Speak Out before this event happens. So it's going to be happening
in November, aren't you?
I am, but... I think it's like the 12th or something that I'm back. So
gotcha.
It's going to be at Iron Wolf Golf and Country Club. We're doing a Top Tracer event, and it's from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m., and more details are available at havasuchamber.com. And last but not least, to wrap up the half hour, I want to give a shout out to all of our new members and those that have upgraded. We have
NextCare.
I know that was already promoted,
oh.
I think, last month. We have Primo Works, a new manufacturer in town, by the way.
Okay.
We also have Jackpots upgraded to advocate level, and we have new owners of Jackpots.
Okay.
We also have StoreWise at Windsor Beach Self Storage, new Classic members. Same with Insperity. And we have A-plus Mail and Business Center as well as A-plus Mail and Business Center notaries. So thank you to A-plus Mail and Business Center for both memberships. And I also want to give a shout-out to those businesses that upgraded to the Hospitality Industry Alliance, which is College Street. Mm-hmm. Thank you, College Street. And then we have two new Chamber Building Industry Alliance members, DeZuro's Custom Cabinets and Arizona VIP Plumbing.
Joan DeZuro. I know that name.
Yes. Well, it's...
She ran for school board.
Actually, this is William DeZuro. This is William DeZuro and Kay DeZuro. But, I mean, with a name like that...
No relation?
There's got to be a relation. You would think.
You would think.
We don't know. I don't know.
We're not confirmed on that. So this is the real Van Halen right here, all right? I know you grew up in the Van Hagar era, right?
Yeah, both. Actually, Van Halen, I mean, before they were big, they played not far from my house.
Nice.
As a veteran.
They were mammoth.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being here, Michelle.
Thank you, Paul.
Little old band from Pasadena.
Is that where they're from? That,
yeah. That, well, around there. Yeah, I believe they're... What's the little town next to that?
Altadena? No. Wait.
I can't remember. Anyway, it's got a...
It starts with an M?
Yes. It's got a cool name, too.
Yes.
Mont something.
Ah!
Monrovia.
Monrovia.
They might be from
that
there.
That is what it
they
is.
Might be from there.
I should know this. I have a cousin
right.
that live over there.
We got to go. we've got Haven coming in next, and one of our police officers. Actually,
awesome.
He's a sergeant, Tom
Gray. Oh, my
Gray.
Gosh.
Yeah, he's coming in as well. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about, I believe, Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Oh, cool.
Normally, that's October. So
that's
behave fun. Yourself.
I promise I will.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bye, everybody.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Mary Lou.
Hi, Paul.
O'Connell came to see us, and you brought a guest with you.
I did.
Would you like to introduce the man who, well, he doesn't wear a uniform. His uniform is like, and he doesn't wear a tie, only sometimes, right?
Sometimes, when it's appropriate.
I'm going to get in trouble, you know that, right? Anytime police officers are in the room, they go, Paul, put your hands on the table.
This is my friend and colleague, Sergeant Tom Gray from Lake Havasu City Police Department.
Yes.
And
What are you to the Silent Witness Board? Are you the advisor?
I'm the liaison to the Havasu Silent Witness Board.
Gotcha.
So.
And then you have a partner also, right? Who helps you?
Susan Bilecki is also the liaison with the police department.
Oh, very good. Very good. And I hopefully will be there tonight if the workload doesn't prevent me from going to... I saw Brian yesterday, so I have a doctor's note. Brian, the president, he was in.
Very good.
Yeah,
we're good.
All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, the Lewis Team Remax by The Lake, and Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Check out their website, lookylouishavasu.com, and I got to get into a serious mode. I was just having fun, and then you came in.
You can have fun.
I'm kidding. Have we lit up the bridge yet?
We did. October 4th, the state recognized it as light the state purple in recognition of domestic violence. So on October 4th, the bridge was lit purple.
Okay, so tell me about Domestic Violence Month. Why October?
I don't know why October.
I don't either.
I believe they proclaimed it back in the 80s, so they never changed it. It's just basically an awareness campaign. They just want victims and survivors to know that they are not alone, that we're here to help them, and there are services available.
How do you help victims of domestic violence? I mean, we don't have an hour, but...
Well, it just depends.
You have done so much for so many people. People know you in the community. I want to thank you for that, for your services. I think you were like, I think I was your first radio interview
you
back
were.
In probably 07.
Or maybe even before that.
Right.
Haven's been in our community for over 24 years providing services to victims in crisis. We also have child abuse prevention, which is an outreach campaign we also do. But domestic violence awareness, the services we provide vary depending on the victims, because every victim story is different and what they need is different. So we meet the victim wherever they're at. We wrap them around with the comprehensive services. We partner with law enforcement and criminal justice system very strongly. People have asked us why, and I tell them there's two reasons. One is to keep our victims safe. Mm-hmm. And to hold the offenders accountable.
Right.
Because we can help as many victims as you line up, but if they're not holding the offender accountable, we can't break that cycle.
Sergeant Gray, I've heard that domestic violence is probably one of the most feared calls among officers on the street, the beat officer. Is that true?
Yes, that is very true. They are unpredictable, often emotion-packed, so it's the unknown when an officer responds to a domestic disturbance.
How has the training, how long have you been a police officer?
22 years.
22 years as a sworn officer.
Yes.
How has the procedure changed in handling a domestic violence case as you approach the scene, as you talk to the victim or the assailant or, you know, the accused, if
yes.
you will? Yeah.
So we are generally going to respond to officers to any type of domestic disturbance, taking the safety precautions as we're approaching the residence because we don't know what we're going to expect. Obviously, people get into arguments, but when it rises to the level of a crime, we get involved and we need to, again, hold the offender accountable.
But how has that changed over the years? Like, I know many, many years ago, the officer could go and say, okay, well, I'm not going to do anything here, and then something would happen and nothing was done the first time. Now there are laws on the books as far as incarceration goes.
Yes, yes. So if there is probable cause to make an arrest for an offense, we are going to make an arrest. The domestic violence crimes are taken very seriously in the state of Arizona. So if there is evidence of a crime, we are going to take action and hold him accountable.
What is probable cause? Name an example of probable cause or examples.
So if we respond to a domestic disturbance and there's broken items around the house, if the victim has bruises, if there's a witness that observed someone striking someone else, that's where we're building our probable cause to establish an arrest.
That's typically a two-officer call, isn't it? You don't want to send one officer to a domestic?
Yes. Our protocol is a domestic disturbance. We are going to respond at least two officers.
Unfortunately, in a lot of these cases, and where Haven comes in, is when children are involved, right?
Yes. So we also partner with DCS. If there are children involved, we're going to make sure that they're safe as well in the household. Depending on if we've been there before or not, sometimes DCS may have a case already. But yes, with Haven, with DCS, with law enforcement, we're wrapping our services around the victim and to protect the children.
Mary Lou, there are a lot of stressors now in this community where you have higher housing costs. You have groceries are up everywhere. You know, everything seems to cost more. Does that drive the domestic violence rate up, do you think? Or just money seems to be a trigger, if you will.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, there's a lot of stressors, obviously. It can be mental health. It could be substance abuse. It could be financial. But it also is unhealthy coping skills and unhealthy relationships. And we really stress with parents what you are demonstrating to your children. Having arguments is very healthy. Getting violent, name-calling is not. And we always recommend if children see you argue, they also should see a healthy conflict resolution at the end. Unfortunately, when it turns violent, we have to always intercede. There's zero tolerance when there's children involved because they're very frightened and they don't understand the impact.
Again, we're talking with Mary Lou O'Connell from Haven Center and Sergeant Tom Gray from Lake Havasu City Police Department. And Tom, what's the best strategy for, you know, men are constantly getting, I don't want to like blame women, but men do get blamed for a lot of domestic violence calls, you know, because they're the physical one in the relationship. They may be bigger, for example, in stature. But does the same thing happen to men? Do women, is it reversed? And what do you advise the person who is being assaulted, if you will, what do you to get out of that situation or stick around, wait for the police? What do you advise?
Yeah, so studies show that men are typically the main aggressor. However, we do see it both ways, and we are going to go out and talk to everyone at the scene to determine who is the primary aggressor. So we're following the clues and the evidence, but we don't just automatically assume it's the male. We don't automatically assume it's the female. It's based on the evidence at the scene. If someone is involved in a domestic violence incident, we encourage them to separate themselves from the offender and contact law enforcement. And that's where we get involved.
Okay. Where do you get involved?
We get involved to provide services to the victim. So we work very closely with law enforcement and without. Sometimes there's not law enforcement intervention, and we still will help victims because they are in the most danger when they're living in that home. And if there's not police intervention, we can help them safely get out of there. It's very important that they safety plan. Just packing a bag and leaving is very unsafe. 75% of the domestic homicides have happened after they've left.
Really?
So we partner with law enforcement. They'll call us sometimes to the scene, or we'll go to the hospital. If need be, we can meet them at their work. The tracking devices have gotten very common lately and easy to obtain, so victims are very worried that they're being tracked. So if we have to go meet them somewhere, we will.
That was a story recently, wasn't it, Tom?
Which one are you?
There was a tracking device. Somebody, or you might know the story. It was in the paper. There was a local woman. She found the person doing the tracking told her there was a tracking device on her vehicle.
Yes, we have seen that increase as far as the tracking devices go. They're very difficult to locate, but there are apps on your phone that you can try to track those things.
Are they legal?
Yes, they are legal.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
People use them for, you know, luggage going through the airport.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or, you know, maybe they'll put one in the shoe of their child to track their child.
Right, right.
But we've seen them also in the harassment style cases, the stalking style cases.
Wow.
And stalking is very, very dangerous. And they've actually identified that as one of those crimes where they never used to really charge on it. Now they're recognizing that almost every single domestic violence homicide had some component of stalking. So they're taking it so much more seriously, thankfully, than they ever did before.
Yeah, there was a big case on Casino Drive from somebody I worked with who was stalked by a spouse and ended up in a fatality. And then the law came about like right after that in Nevada, but nothing in Arizona?
No, there's been a few. There definitely have been more on the books. And it used to be they wanted us to safety plan with victims maybe 2 to 3 years. Now they're saying 5 to 10 because there was that one in Phoenix, that very famous case where he went 10 years later and killed the judge, the attorney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember that one? That
Boy,
was bad.
That's what somebody you're putting away, Tom, that actually used that time that you put them away not to repent but to plan.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Scary.
So you said a 5-year plan? Is that what
now,
you said?
Yeah, now
I've
we
never
do
heard
safety,
that.
We now safety plan with them
safety
for five
plan.
Years. Yes, because, again, before, you know, the goal was if you – our whole goal is to interfere, like intervene in the relationship, put a spotlight on the offender, and help the victim. And so, with you know, you figure within a year or two, you hope either something happens, they move or they're – incarcerated or something, but now they're telling us to at least 5 years plan with the victim for safety, and sometimes it's relocation.
Right.
We also do what's called the address confidentiality plan, where they are allowed to keep their address off of any public records, and we've been getting an increase in those requests.
Wow. Again, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and there is a walk coming up, a Domestic Violence Awareness Walk. And you talk about it.
Okay, so
they don't want to hear my voice.
This is the 12th annual Save a Life, and we don't do fundraisers. We do awareness events, and so we just ask that the community come out and show support. The whole goal is for victims to know that they're not alone, that we support them, and we're here to provide services. So it's if you want a shirt, we have a shirt every year. It's $20. If not, we just ask people to come with purple and just walk with us. We go to the bridge. It's a night walk. It starts at 5:30, October 24th, and the bridge will be lit purple that night. So it's very pretty.
I used to say that's a trip to the ATM, right? $20. Now it's a half a trip to the ATM. Nobody gets $20 anymore, but that's a great deal.
Yeah, it's for the shirt. And then again, if it's a lot of people just show up with purple just to walk, and it's just to honor victims and to let them know they're not alone.
So you could go to the walk, and then on the the Knights are on the road that night. Sorry, I was going to say you could go to the football game too, but that's not until the 31st. And then you've got another event, Dogs Against Domestic Violence.
That's a new campaign.
This is a whole new twist on. Is there a problem with pets in connection with domestic violence?
Well, this is just it's a new campaign that we are doing in partnership with the Humane Society, and it's just to highlight the healing relationship between pets and people. It's also to recognize that, unfortunately, domestic violence affects the whole family, and sometimes pets are included in that. We've been working on this for we started it last year, just trying to figure out how to incorporate it, and walking in the parade was just a nice, easy way. The dogs will be wearing purple bandanas, we'll be wearing purple shirts. Again, it's just that working together, we can help these families.
Well, if the family gets displaced, the pet gets displaced too, and sometimes winds up at the shelter.
Yes, but our program, what we have is it actually allows the pet to stay with them.
Oh.
Yeah. We put them in hotels that allow them to keep their pet with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys, they do everything, Tom.
They do. That's why we work very well together.
Very good.
We each have our unique role.
Yes.
Right.
It's a team effort for sure.
Last year we talked, and usually Crystal would come in with you.
She's relocated.
Oh, she has?
Yes.
Oh, that's not always good either. Is there an uptick? Is it the same? Are instances or incidents going down with domestic violence? Who wants to comment on that?
My opinion would be that they're staying the same, if not increasing.
Okay.
I definitely don't see them going down. We had an unfortunate incident with an officer-involved shooting that stemmed from a domestic violence incident several weeks ago. So it's at least the same, but I would say it's increasing, but I don't have any numbers to back that up.
The other thing is that the severity of it is higher. Before, you know, the weapons are becoming more, I feel like they're used more, and the violence is increasing. So the bodily injuries I've seen, they've ended up in the hospital more than they used to, sadly.
Yeah, just because it's an open carry state, it doesn't always, you know, sometimes you might want to keep the temper in check.
Yes.
Along with the gun in the holster.
Yes.
So, absolutely. What about other partnering agencies that you partner with as far as MCSO goes? Mojave County Sheriff's Office, Kingman Police, Bullhead City Police. Do you collaborate with them and get different tips or go over certain incidents? Like, I know you don't investigate your own officer-involved shootings, for example.
That's correct. We do investigate our own domestic violence crimes.
Ah.
What we have at our department is a group of corporals that make up our domestic violence task force. So if there's a domestic violence incident where the suspect is not taken into custody immediately, we follow up with that with our DV task force, and we make sure that the victim is protected and that we're trying to track down the offender if we've established the probable cause.
Wow.
And the Domestic Violence Task Force is very successful, and that's thankfully to, our police department's been very proactive in making sure we all work together. That has the courts. We have a judge involved in that.
Yes.
There's a lot of the court personnel and the prosecutors, because, again, we have to work together as a team to make sure we can keep these people safe and also hold the offenders accountable.
Well, it takes a special kind of person to do what you do, Mary Lou. I don't know how you come back every year. It's like, Mary Lou's coming back. And no, it's been since you started here, and you're always – what is Haven – that's an acronym, isn't it?
It is Havasu Abuse Victim Education Network.
Okay.
So it started with a group of professionals who recognized that the system was basically re-victimizing the victims. So they got together and started the agency.
I know you deal a lot with sexual abuse, too, especially with children. Is that part of this as well, the domestic violence?
It is because, sometimes, sadly, abuse overlaps. So sometimes there's domestic violence, there's sexual violence. It overlaps. Sometimes it's isolated that it's strictly just sexual molestation. But we, again, wrap services around the whole family because the whole family is traumatized. It's not a single event.
Right, absolutely. Go over these events one more time. The Dogs Against Domestic Violence, and then the night before is your Domestic Violence Awareness Walk.
Right. Our Domestic Violence Awareness Walk is Friday, October 24th at 5:30 at Rotary Park, Ramada A. We walk down to the bridge. And then we will be walking in the parade and handing out goodies. And it's Dogs Against Domestic Violence. It's to, again, highlight the healing partnership between pets and families.
That's right. The London Bridge Days Parade.
Yeah.
It's the next day.
Yeah.
The 25th. I didn't put it together for a minute.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, I don't know what rumors you're reading, but the parade is free this year for entries. Free. There's no charge for floats or organizations or anybody, whether you're a business or a nonprofit. It's
right.
free, like it should be.
It's a good partnership with the Humane Society because we are both contracted agency with our Lake Havasu Police Department.
Right.
So they're a strong partner with us.
All right, perfect. Anything else you want to add?
Just stay safe.
Did we miss anything?
Nope. Just come on out and walk with us and wave at us at the parade, and thank you very much for all your support.
All right, perfect.
Yes, thank you.
Sergeant Gray, thanks for being here.
Absolutely, thank you.
I hope to see you tonight.
Yes.
Under the right circumstances.
Correct.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Again, that's Mary Lou O'Connell and Sergeant Tom Gray from Lake Havasu City Police Department. Mary Lou, of course, with Haven Center. All right, back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot when we come back. Oh, but there will be clouds in sight, trust me. We're going to have about 3 days of rain, folks, and it's all coming from Hurricane Priscilla in the Baja Peninsula, so right off the coast of California. And it's getting close. All right, on tomorrow's show, we are going to have Hospice of Havasu first, and then we'll have the CFO, or the Chief Financial Officer, from Valley View Medical Center and Havasu Regional Medical Center. That's Doug Sagasser, and he'll be on, and we're going to... I'm going to record the interview, but we're going to be talking about impacts from the government shutdown to the Affordable Care Act, the impact to hospitals, the impact to insurance. All right? Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.